The Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity for the Divine Economy, Week 3. Living in the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity by the Law of the Spirit of Life in Romans 8. Thursday. Related Verses. Romans 8, verse 2 and 4. For the law of the Spirit of Life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Persevere in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving. Psalms chapter 27, verse 1. Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Jehovah is the strength of my life. Whom shall I dread? Psalms chapter 119, verse 15. I will muse upon your precepts and regard your ways. Isaiah chapter 37, verse 31. And the remnant of those who have escaped of the house of Judah will again take root downward and bear fruit upward. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. But you, when you pray, enter into your private room and shut your door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. Related Reading. We may enjoy the wonderful law of the Spirit of Life, the very law who is the triune God, who has been processed and dispensed into us and who now dwells in us. The way to cooperate with this law is to walk in the Spirit and simply be in Spirit. To be in the Spirit is to have the divine electricity turned on. By staying in the Spirit, we keep the switch on. This is the way to cooperate with the process triune God who is the law operating in us. Prayer is to absorb God. Prayer causes man to obtain God. God is reality. Hence, he is contactable and obtainable. Prayer is to contact God and obtain him. Our enjoyment of God's salvation depends on our absorbing God. Psalm 27:1 does not say that God shines on us, but that he is our light, nor does it say that God saves us, but that he is our salvation. There are two different statements here. By shining on us and saving us, God is accomplishing something for us. But by being our light and our salvation, God himself is what we need. Without God, we have neither light nor salvation. David received revelation from his experience to see that God was his light and his salvation. Based on this, he said, "One thing I have asked from Jehovah, that do I seek, to dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Jehovah." David was eager to contact and absorb God daily and hourly. David contacted and absorbed God by beholding him. When he contacted God, he was enlightened within, and when he absorbed God, he received salvation within. David obtained God as his light and salvation by beholding God. While we look to God, we may sigh and confess that we are incompetent, weak, unable to rise, unpresentable, and thirsty, and that we lack words for the gospel and are not inclined to fellowship with the saints. No matter what our inner condition is, we should bring it to God. There is a hymn that says, "Just as I am." We should come to God just as we are without trying to improve or change our condition. Our attitude when we come to God should be to come just as we are. To pray is to come to God just as we are. The closer we are to our true condition, the better. We do not need to wait for anything, change anything, or prepare anything. Even if we are weak, confused, sad, and speechless, we can still come to God. A believer needs to learn to spend a considerable amount of time in God's presence daily. It is preferable to spend half an hour to 1 hour, although we should not make rules because rule making is futile. We have to spend time daily in God's presence. If we would contact God, wait on him, linger in his presence, behold him, and absorb him daily, he will cause our condition to change. We do not need to ask him for many things, such as power, strength, victory, zeal, or the ability to rise up. We only need to touch him every day, and after some time he will become our everything. If we need light, he will be our light. If we need power, he will be our power. He is whatever we need. When we pray, we should behold his glorious face and linger in his presence to worship, praise, give thanks to him, and muse upon him. We should think of his works and his person and not look at our condition or our environment. By looking to God, waiting on him, and musing upon him, we can absorb him into us.